shirt that's got three armholes. I can carry myself around all day like this, but at the end of the day, I know there's only two. And so I was forever locked out of it. The it that you guys seem to get. I didn't get. I couldn't get. I tried and tried and tried. So there I am. And yet another treatment center forever. And David last night talked about anybody who's been to treatment, you know, about those stupid groups. And I went to those two. But anyway, I was in one of those stupid groups. And the guy who was running it, he asked an interesting question, or you know, kind of different. He quoted what he claimed was a line from the 12 and 12. He said, AA's 12 steps are a group of principles, spiritual in their nature, which, if practiced as a way of life, can expel the obsession to drink and enable the sufferer to become happily and usefully whole. And I raised my hand, and I said, that is not in the 12 and 12. He said, yes, it is. I said, no, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Yes, it is. It is. But it's in the foreword. Nobody reads the foreword. Therefore, by God, I was right. And we had a little discussion about that, too. But it got me to thinking. And if there's been a miracle in my life, this was probably it. You see, at this time, I didn't care about anything. I had been in AA for 20 years. I've heard everything. I've been through this. I've done it over and over again. I knew what was going to happen. I was going to do fine in treatment. And I'd go back out, and I'd do okay for a while. And then it would happen again, and it would spiral in. And I had no hope. There just wasn't any hope, because that helps us didn't help me. And I tried. I did the deal. But for some reason, that phrase lit a spark. And I began to think, principles. Are the principles the same thing as the steps? And if they're not, how are they different? And it occurred to me that despite being in AA for almost 20 years, I had no idea what they actually were. Even worse, I didn't know anybody else who did. I used the language just like everybody else, principles before personalities, principles this, principles that. I didn't know what they were. And why I cared about that, to this day, I cannot tell you. A few days later, I was in another one of these stupid groups. And this guy was talking about, you know, the steps and all the rest of that. And one of the things he said was honesty. He said, honesty is the principle of the first step. And I'd never really heard that before. Honesty is the first. Yeah, and what he said was even more remarkable. He said, honesty as a tool will generally not solve a problem, but it will immediately stop the downward spiral. And he said, not going backwards is a step forward. Staying in place is a victory. And that's what the first step in Alcoholics Anonymous is about. When I admit that I actually have a problem with alcohol, it has messed up my life, it doesn't solve the problem, but it stops it immediately from getting worse. The first step taught me how to do something specific that actually changed circumstances in my life. The principle of the first step was honesty. And then I went to another guy, and I said, and he was talking about, you know, the principles of two, three, and they were talking about, you know, belief and hope and faith. And I said, time out right there. They seem to use three words, and they throw them around like water. And they seem to mean the same thing, belief and hope and faith. What's the difference? And this guy said, it's a progression. He said, belief, if you tell me that you have done a thing and that you got a certain, you know, a certain outcome from having done that, if I don't think you're a pathological liar, I believe you. But I'm not involved. You did it, you got the result, I'm not involved. He said, but if you say you did that thing in such a way that I start thinking, maybe I could do that too, that's what hope is. It has changed my thinking. See, I'm beginning to get involved. I haven't done it yet, but I'm not uninvolved. And then he said, if I do what you say you did and I get the same result for myself, that's the beginning of faith. Because if I do it again and get the same result, and do it again and get the same result, and do it a third time and get the same result, eventually I'm going to know for a fact that if I do it one more time, I'm going to get that same result. And that is about as a rock solid of faith as you could possibly ask for. Termite words. And they meant something. You tell me something, believe. You tell me in such a way that I start thinking maybe I can do that too. It changes how I feel. If I go into a situation knowing that it sucks and it's never going to get better, I feel one way. If I go into that same situation thinking, well, maybe things could change, it changes how I feel. That's not theory. That's not metaphysics. I have experienced that. It's real. The other cool thing is it says I can manufacture hope anytime I need some. I always thought you either had it or you didn't, but here it says you can make it. I can go to you and say, well, when you were facing a problem similar to what I'm facing right now, what did you do? I don't ask you what do you think I should do, because I'm not going to listen to that crap. Even if, you know, I'm just wired that way. Even if I ask, I'm not going to listen to it. But if I ask you, what did you do? And you tell me what you did. And I start thinking, maybe I can do that too. And then I ask you the same thing. What did you do? And you say something a little bit different. I said, well, maybe I can do that also. Maybe I can do that. I can create hope. And I can strengthen it to any degree that I want to. Through my actions and your help, I can create it as much as I need. Anytime I need. And that was an astounding idea. I had never heard that before. And they said the principle of the second step in Alcoholics Anonymous is hope. Maybe things can change. The principle of the third step in Alcoholics Anonymous is faith. Start doing it. Experience it for yourself. And see what happens. That was real. And then they told me something else that was truly, truly remarkable. They said, maybe spirituality is simply something that I do that changes how I feel. For example, if I go into a situation and I'm honest, I come out of that situation feeling one way. If I go into that same situation and I'm not honest, I feel another way entirely. Real. I've experienced that. It's true. Honesty changes how I feel. One way is more comfortable than the other. Hope changes how I feel. If I go into that situation, think, well, maybe it'll get better, I feel and act and entirely differently than if I go into that same situation.